Well, Mike, let's start our discussion today of the recent scandal over the leaking of Pentagon documents by a quote from Fox News. Every once in a while, something is said on Fox News that would maybe give us pause or we might even agree with. Quote, "Unfortunately, the mainstream media have twisted the story about the allegations that a 21-year-old National Guardsman leaked finished and intelligence products on gaming internet sites. They myopically focus on the leaker and his crimes and not on the substance of the leaked material," unquote. So, Mike, would you agree with that assessment, perhaps for different reasons than Fox News is, pursuing its own political agenda?
Oh, I would, Jan. It's a vivid example of how the left wing has ceded anti-state sentiments to the right wing. I mean, the left wing remains terrific on racial issues and gender issues, but they have joined the deep state, really, and are now all agog on a Twitter over how this could have happened, how this leakage could have happened, because they're essentially in support of Joe Biden and the powers that be, and certainly in support of the war in the Ukraine, in the kind of opposition to official policy that was noteworthy back in the 60s and 70s and 80s and early part of this century, is gone and has been ceded to extreme right wingers and casual right wingers, like apparently this leaker guy, 21-year-old Teixeira. He was nothing special, not a really deep oppositional person, casually right winger. It's just the kind of common person who now is more opposed to the state than the left wing is.
Let's return to this leak, but maybe take this moment to look at some of the history of important leaks by whistleblowers, many of whom have been from within the military itself. The military and intelligence community often frame this as an outsider operation, spies enabling or giving aid to enemies of the US, but the long history of service members within the military becoming concerned about the operations of the military. So what would you want to say about some of that history that has been important to the left historically to expose
Well,
the activities of the state and the military?
that's exactly right. And Daniel Ellsberg was a deeply embedded in the military. And the reason he released the Pentagon Papers was because he was appalled at how the powers that be were just butchering and mangling all the plans they had, all the idealistic goals in Vietnam. It was his knowledge of how wrong it was and how many lies were being told, his direct experience of that, that led him to do what he did. And I think the same is true, on the reverse side. There's Aldrich Ames, is a famous CIA man who sold secrets to the Russians for millions of dollars, and they were important secrets. They included the names of people who we had hired within the Soviet Union, some of whom were assassinated. And he was deeply embedded. He was cynical about the whole process, and he sold these secrets for substantial amounts of money. Edward Snowden revealed the extraordinary degree to which we are being surveilled by our own government. And he, again, was a complete insider who witnessed and participated in that surveillance process. And he did it because of he, like Ellsberg, was essentially an idealist who had a vision of how things ought to be that was really distorted and perverted by the realities where he was working, and he wanted everyone to know that.
I think this also gives us pause to look back on the Espionage Act of 1917, the Sedition Act of 1918 during the First World War that were used to, of course, prosecute leftist socialists, including Eugene Debs, anarchist Emma Goldman, and others, and how the Espionage Act really focuses on those who are disloyal to the government and were incite insubordination, disloyalty mutiny or refusal of duty. But I think that these whistleblowers within the military in earlier eras have framed their own actions as forms of patriotism in a way, as important acts of protecting the citizens' rights to know. So there's that question of what does it mean to be disloyal to the state?
Well, patriotism is something we all can define for ourselves. And what is good for the United States, in my mind, is not going to be the same as what's good for the United States in the mind of basically all major office holders right now. They each had their own reasons, sort of lofty reasons, but I think that contrasts with what happened in our recent incident. I think what Teixeira did, he did to impress his friends, which is the motive for most actions of most people all the time. It was striking to me in how ordinary and even banal was the act itself, the reasons for it, and for that matter, the content of the leaks. We don't have big revelations of structural deception that were exposed by Ellsberg and by Edward Snowden. We have, it was all top secret, but there's a huge inflation going on constantly in terms of classified information. Anything and everything gets classified as secret.
By somewhere along the line, a document can be labeled classified, and then it takes quite a bit of motivated effort to declassify. But I think you're saying that this vast reservoir of data that gets sucked up all over the place by U.S. intelligence apparatus has inevitably lots of leaks. It's a very, very big reservoir with many, many leaky spots that are inevitable as a product of this the intelligence gathering technology and apparatus itself. Is that part of what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a constant inflation because nobody ever got fired for classifying something top secret. We all know that it's not, you know, the definition of a top secret fact is something that if exposed, it would have immediate and grave danger to the United States. Well, nobody feels less secure now than they did 3 months ago because of this leakage.
And much of this was already available. You know, there are many groups that pursue some of these same citizen-driven intelligence gathering, and have found many of the same information widely available. I think isn't the point that the U.S. is gathering this and protecting this information rather than is it freely available that, for example, Ukraine is vulnerable in many ways with this planned spring offensive. I mean, there have been news reports along those lines for a long time, but is it significant how the U.S. thinks, the intelligence community thinks about this?
Well, at first, of course, I had to double check to see if there was any reason to think that this was a designed leak. Is there a reason for someone to make this information available? Like, can they put out information about the Ukraine war that they cannot officially say, but they want people to know in case to cushion any blow that comes from a failure of a counteroffensive by the Ukraine? But I don't think so. I think this was indeed what it purports to be, because the cumulative effect of it is revealing. There was so much information about so many trivial things and so many things having to do with whether or not Jordan picks a particular agency to run its telecommunications system. South Korea's appearance, will they appear to be resistant to the United States or will they comply with our wishes? The effect you get from reviewing all the different leaks here is that we are micromanaging the entire planet.
Yeah, it does say quite a bit about, the imperial reach of the U.S.
And we are anxious everywhere about whether people are complying with our wishes or doing anything that would put us in a bad light. We are just relentless around the clock in every corner of the globe trying to manipulate things and have them come out our way. no one is safe from that anxious perusal of what they're up to, what they're thinking, what they're doing. It's just that expression of an immense anxiety that can only be assuaged by constantly increasing budgets.
Yeah, so I think it would be good to talk a bit, too, before we close, about the role of the Guard.
The Air National Guard is no small organization. It has a $9 billion a year budget. There's 100,000 of members. They're in charge of the air defenses of the United States itself, and they do all sorts of, they fly everything from helicopters for rescue missions to jet planes.
And I think getting back to the story of this young Air Guardsman, Jack Teixeira, I was thinking about him in this little room near Cape Cod in Massachusetts, doing work that's pretty bureaucratic and not very exciting. And if you look at the recruitment that the military, their recruitment activity on the same site that he was on, Discord, a gaming community site that was part of this leak. And, you know, the Army and the Guard and Reserve all, you know, recruit through this server, through this hub, and promise opening up a world of adventure. And in actuality, most of the adventure is with these games themselves. And when you think about all of the young, kind of sometimes awkward, alienated young people who are recruited by the military into these units, and then are, you know, he was working the night shift. I guess imagine, you know, how the most exciting thing for some of these young people is to show off their military bona fides by sharing what they know. And that is a big part of what the military says is a problem with young internet savvy young people, is they like to share. You know, they have a generation of very active sharing of what they know. So they don't fit very well with this top secret culture that the military tries to cultivate.
Well, that's true. The scale, you know, you put your finger right on it. I think that's exactly how and why this particular leak happened. Compare the scale. I think he wanted to impress 24 people. Snowden and Ellsberg wanted to impress everyone. This guy was thinking, as you and I think during the day as we go about our business, about how to do something that will make his friends sit up and note, you know, that's good, man. That's wild. Wow. Look what you've done. You know, people now are disowning him that knew him only vaguely from a great distance. But the people within his group, I think, resonated with that and led him to keep doing it. And that's the beginning and the end. And I think it's a completely sufficient motive and explanation for why he took those pictures and sent this stuff around.
Yeah. So we've come a long way from the lofty heights of proud whistleblowers to this little leaky air guardsman.
I'm grateful to him anyway.
Yeah. For the most part, we're supportive of leaks.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Mike. We'll keep following this case and the fate of this young man.
With any luck, there'll be further leaks that we can talk about.
Okay. Okay.